All right, here we go with trivia on WCHL. We have so much fun doing this.
We do.
Freddie Kiger is here, and we've been doing this for, well, since late 2002.
14 years now, right?
Yeah, over 14 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know, how in the world do you come up with all these questions? But
there is absolutely no cap on the possibilities for trivia.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's infinite, you know.
It is.
Infinitesimal numbers of trivia questions are out there.
It is out there. Hey, did you enjoy watching the NFL playoffs this past weekend?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I'll tell you what, man.
What a Green Bay-Dallas game was. Wow.
Yeah, amazing. And what are your predictions for the Super Bowl coming up?
The Browns. The Browns will win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
I keep hoping. Yeah. Just make the playoffs.
One of these days. Just win a game.
Gosh. Packers are looking very, very strong.
They
but,
are.
I mean, how do you so-called bet against the Patriots?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, those guys, I'm not a big Patriots fan, but I do respect what they're able, what they've been able to do.
And I was, you know, kind of hoping for, you know, since Panthers didn't even make the playoffs, I was kind of hoping that the Seahawks would do well.
Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't quite make it.
I'm not a Falcons fan.
Yeah. No, me either.
No.
But at any rate, you know, if your team is still in it, good luck to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we might as well say that the Patriots are kind of NFL royalty, and that is the lead-in for our question.
Okay.
British royalty.
Okay.
British royalty.
Perfect transition.
This lady was a 19-year-old kindergarten teacher when all of a sudden she became world famous in 1981. Name her.
Okay. I have a feeling I know what that is.
I think you do. 19-year-old kindergarten teacher when she became world famous in 1981, British royalty. I think you probably know the answer, so call us, 919-929-WCHL.
And you'll be eligible to win a $50 gift card from Cruisers, where you are
good to go.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, some good clean jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from Rand Northam and the whole WCHL award-winning news department, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, a whole lot more. So wake up with us and then wrap up your day right here with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on Chapelburg.
Young woman who was a kindergarten teacher.
Right, 19 years of age.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, propelled center stage.
We're talking about Lady Di, correct?
You are correct. Princess Diana.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Diana Spencer, Princess of Wales. Her wedding to the Prince of Wales at St. Paul's Cathedral reached a global television audience of over 750 million people.
Isn't that amazing? If he hadn't been prince or royalty and had all the money in the world, she would have never looked at him.
Well, probably. Who knows? Maybe it was love. But anyway, we do know that marriage did end in divorce in August of 1996. And then, of course, tragically, Lady Di lost her life in a car crash in Paris the last day of August the next year, 1997.
That's sad. But boy, she was
beautiful.
Quite the sensation.
What a sensation, and what a fantastic representative for the royal family.
Yeah, she was. And that's so sad that she's no longer with us. But at any rate.
Did you remember the wedding? I remember watching. Yeah. I can remember where I was.
I remember, I don't know if I actually watched the wedding, but I saw so much of the stuff leading up to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my goodness.
I mean, it was fairy book stuff.
Yeah, it was. Cinderella.
Once upon a time. And unfortunately, they did not live.
They did not live happily ever after.
Right.
That's for sure.
Right.
Hey, listen, thanks.
Yep, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.